Okay, can I start it? So thank you for coming. So I was expecting to only 5 people coming, but wow, a lot. So today we're talking about power saving on Taizen. So it's not, it's not deep. We're kind of talking about the general stuff, but it's pretty much interesting. So my name is Keiko Tsuda, and I work at Brilliant Service. So I literally about to introduce my company. So my company is mainly doing Android development, but also iOS, and we're starting to Taizen as well. And now we're working on to the called Viking. This is the HD, the wearable glasses, and the thing looks like a Google Glass, but it's more interesting. So did you see the picture on the people, the smiling, doing that? So actually people can gesture it. Then like this motion is kind of to the direct for you. So this is we are working on it. And other one is called the PharmCube. And this is the hydro vegetable garden, the operated by Android OS. So and we do other a lot of things. So quite a unique company. So why I'm here to talking about. So we introducing to our brilliant power saving ideas, and we kind of experiment how much saved power. So I can show you how much saving power. And so nowadays the most biggest issue to the smartphone is the how much consuming battery. So every single day I heard, oh my God, my phone is dying, and everybody is like, oh no, everybody, I can hear at least a couple of times in the day. So obviously the power is the most biggest issue. Then I think everybody thinks the power is like, okay, I use too much GPS, or so backlight is too bright. So like people think this is a user's problem. But actually, like, so who is actually developing the software? Raise your hands. Okay. So actually, you can do it. So I can do it. I am a developer, so I can do it. So application layer, if we try hard, we can do it. So I talk about a little about how to do it. So hardware, so a lot of hardware is using then draining battery a lot. But this is some data, and the nearly 30-40% is when idle, the modem actually using power. So what is a modem in a phone? So this tiny guy use a lot of battery. Then this is not including only modem, this is including CPU, GPU, a lot of things in there. So when actually modem used to the battery a lot is when communicate to the service center to talk to device, they use RRC protocol. So what is RRC protocol? So this is kind of boring picture, so I don't explain today. So you can Google it, what is RRC? So RRC is really easy explanation. RRC is controlling to wireless, the communication part. So then they have 3 states in this RRC. So one is DCH, FACH, and idle. So I don't explain to the really detail about DC, what is DCH, what is FACH. But only I want to say it, DCH use a lot of the power. But IP communication needs to DCH states. So then FACH is kind of the waiting to communication. So okay, I sorry about that. I need to read it. So this is a state, how to state change and power consuming picture. So when idle, the usually phone doesn't communicate anything. Then start communicating, they start to takes 2 seconds to go to DCH. So DCH actually happened to data transmission. Then after the packet is sending, then 5 seconds stay in DCH, then goes back to FCH. So FCH is waiting for whether another packet is coming or not. So then 12 seconds after no packet is coming, go back to idle. So DCH use a lot of energy in the picture. So this is the waveforms for the how much using to actually power for the each state. So when communication start go up to 2 seconds to reach DCH. The DCH is the only IP communication is possible. So actual data transfer happen here. Then after stay on the DCH state. So still, even finished communicating, still using a lot of energy. Then gradually go back to FCH states, then wait 12 seconds, then go down to idle. So the blue part is actual communication happen, but the red part is for need for the, just for tiny bit of the communication, but need for the all preparation, waiting. So this is necessary but excessive. So our company think about maybe we can manipulate those timing stuff. So if RRC states change 3 times. So first packet is sent, then go back to idle, then second one coming. Okay, I have to ready to communicate. Then go to use high power, then go back, then second packet coming, then go up. So all red part is necessary, but maybe we can do something for that to more reduce to power. So how can we improve it? So this is a need for the preparation for communication. So then maybe we can pack together for all communication to one time during DCH time. So in case 3-time communication only need to the first 2 seconds, then another DCH part, then go down to 12 second waiting time. So it's not like previous picture like that. So, but So I first time I thought, okay, so we can, I can just send an empty packet to keep this H layer for. So in case doesn't go down, then doesn't go keep states. But actually, this is really, really bad because DCH states a lot of energy, the twice as much as FCH. So this is really no things to do that. So now I think probably it's a little bit understanding everybody. It's the keep idle states is less energy, obviously. Then avoid unnecessary communication, because each communication happens, then what happening is that gradually go up 2 seconds. Then DCH is really aggressive too. Come on, data, come on. So they waiting. So that they actually communicate, they can communicate. So, okay, let's talk, Mr. Data. Okay, I can talk, but super aggressive. So they really hyper. So then FCH still like moderate, but still use little energy to, okay, well, I can talk to looking around. So they have to waiting for 12 seconds. So the best way to manage to reduce to power consumption the modem is to use RRC, radio resource control state, effectively. So then how to do that? We did experiment for the actually use Tizen and make two applications. So we made ABCD for application. This is the for the running background. So A is working every 3 minutes. B is working every 5 minutes. And C is working every 10 minutes. D is working every 30 minutes. So what if all ABC start same time, zero, start from zero. They first zero start, ABC start together. So they can use same RRC state. So same DCH timing, they can communicate. But second one is the orange is A is only one data communication. So this is still like looks like optimized because first start zero is for data communication use same RRC states, but real life is background application never start same timing together. So this is the worst scenario too. If B start 0 minutes every 5 minutes, so they start every 5 minutes. Then B start zero. So start is a okay, start 3 minutes. So C start 14:10. Oh, okay, so D start seven minutes every 30 minutes. Then C start, so in this case every single square use different RRC states, so they have to. So by the way, 2 seconds, 5 seconds, 12 seconds, I keep saying, is this is depend on carrier. So this is just for the different on carrier, depending on carrier. So then if worst case scenario is each RRC state used to the only one communication, so it's really, really the use a lot of energy. So, but actually, background application is always working like that, always happening. So the background application is every 5 minutes to go to the downloading data stuff. So they don't know each other what they are doing. So this is actually happening now. So in case 24 times changing to RRC state, so as you can see, it's a lot of red part using a lot of power. Then how to do improve it? So how about to each application makes scheduling little bit redundancy on it? So A is 30 second redundancy for start time. They can start 30 seconds earlier or 30 seconds later. So each application like have little redundancy on it. Then result is, so the red part has redundancy for 30 seconds. So data communication together to previous the data state, RRC state. So they data communication to piggybacking each other. So it's try to scheduling to each application on each other. The happening, what happening is the so obviously reduce to RRC state change timing. Then reduce to six times we calculate how much, which is 46% to reduce to actual power for the communication part. So now I just explained to the data communication, but the real life experience to like the Erika, Sally, Keikomi is this is my the ex roommate. So we use the washing machine to we schedule to the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Erika. So only I is Thursday. So I don't wash clothes so often. So but Erika wash a lot. So this is use a lot of energy, water, detergent. So we kind of schedule it. Then why don't you, Erika, to do together to Tuesday with Sally? Then Thursday with Keiko. So Friday with Sally. So then now is only 3 times. The washing machine 3 times is we can use only 3 times. So washing machine happy. We can save energy, we can save detergent, so everybody be happy. So this is concept of the similar concept, not similar, but it's similar idea to how to the piggyback data communication, then save energy. So how to do it? So the Brilliant subs developed to call Ecotizen library. So we use this library. So we can, I don't show detail about library detail in here, but if you have interesting, come to our booth to, we can explain to you more detail. So this is our performance result. So that's it, question. Do you have a question? No? Please.
Just a simple question. Do you have this solution for Android as well?
Android. We have power saving. We have different algorithm for this, but we have. And actually, it's quite a lot of result for that, so we have.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you just mentioned some thing about the RRC transition, mm-hmm. right? So RRC transfer totally SAM spend a lot of time, in general over 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. So is it possible that in some specific case, like when the user press power button and want to let the system or device enter into low power status as soon as possible, then at that under that situation, is it possible that some stage in the RRC transition can be just drop off, because at that time the user knows there were no incoming call and actually we will not use modem, so is it possible to drop some stage from RRC transition?
So the question is, I'm sorry.
Okay. From your picture, the RRC transition is spending a lot of time,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So in general, over 10 seconds.
Yeah. This number is depend on carrier. So mm-hmm. this is so different from carrier. So this is I used the general number. So the 12 seconds. This is different from carrier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever how long it will take. What I mean is, if in some specific case, such as the user press the power button directly, mm-hmm. then under this situation, the user wants the device to be put into the low power status right now, mm-hmm. Immediately, right? Then, under this situation, is it possible to drop some stage in the RRC transition? Mm-hmm. Is it possible? Just reduce the time spent on the transition.
Okay, I can talk to more detail about after the session. So can you come to me?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, nobody has a question? Okay.
So I have one question.
Okay, please.
So
please.
As I was said in the very beginning of your presentation, mm-hmm. power management is actually related to a lot of hardware components and all the software components in the system.
Okay.
And your talk is actually focused on the modem side of mm-hmm. power management.
Yeah.
Have you or your company done anything on the other parts of the power management for Tizen?
So, yes, we did.
Yeah, can you name a few examples? Or? Can you give a few examples, except the power management work about the modem that you guys have
done? Okay, the about Tizen? Mm-hmm. Tizen is only this one. Yeah, only this one, not the other one. So, and do we have it? As a, how can modem use the power saving? Okay, the Android. Yeah, Tizen is only this one. But Android is we have as a solution.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For the modem power management, actually there is a mechanism called fast dormancy that is adopted by quite a few other mobile mm-hmm. operating systems.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know whether Tizen supports this?
The dormant?
Fast dormancy.
Fast dormancy? Okay, I work with the other guy, tech guy, so we can explain together.
Okay.
So can you come to our later?
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry. So okay. Okay. No more question. So a booth diagnosis. Okay. So booth is open. So, and we can show to the result. So please come our booth. It's really behind, near the escalator. So thank you so much for coming. Thank you.